Howdy, everyone. This is Parker James with the Greenhorn. We have a very special guest today, former two-term South Dakota governor and United States Senator Mike Rounds. Senator Rounds, how you doing today?
Hey, good. Not as good as you. I understand you're in South Dakota and I'm stuck in D.C., but that's because we haven't got our work done yet.
When you first graduated high school, did you think to yourself, I'm going to be governor and then U.S. Senator? How did all this come together?
I intended to be an engineer, thought seriously about getting into the Air Force, wanted to fly. And if I wasn't going to fly, I kind of thought maybe get into engineering a little bit. And when I got to college, I realized I really didn't like mathematics that much.
Fair.
Actually ended up doing more history stuff, political science, philosophy, and really enjoyed just actually working on public policy at the university as well.
Do senators from ag and non-ag states clash in the Senate?
They really don't. Most of the discussions that go on here go committee by committee. You know, a lot of folks think that all we do is fight with one another, and that's really not the case. You get behind the doors and like in the Armed Services Committee or in the Intel Committee, and you can't really tell the difference between Republicans and Democrats because we think alike with regard to national defense and, you know, being able to get information to make good decisions. The areas where we have differences of opinion, like on the Ag Committee, you've only got 9 states where cows outnumber people. And yet, if you look at the Ag Committee, there's a whole lot of people that sit on the Ag Committee that aren't coming from those 9 states. And it's because individuals that are from urban states get on the Ag Committee because about 85% of what's in the Ag Bill has to do with food policy, not necessarily with agricultural policies.
A lot of farm and ranch kids are opting for careers outside of agriculture. How detrimental is that to U.S. ag in the future?
We've got bigger farms, but we've got fewer kids per farm. It's a national trend. So we've got to do everything we can to keep those kids back close to where those agricultural businesses are located. We just want to make sure that there's an opportunity for young farmers and ranchers to be able to afford to take over that farm. But there's one thing that I think is in the favor of people that want to be ranchers in particular. Corporations have never figured out how to take care of a mama cow and have babies. It takes a cowboy to do that. So for farmers and ranchers that are out there, I think there's still an opportunity long term to have a very successful career, whether it be row crops or it's a cow-calf operation.
Any advice on knocking down some pheasants this season coming up?
You can't shoot where they are right now. You got to shoot at where they're going to be, which means hit them in the head. And that means get ahead of it because the back 2/3 of that pheasant is mostly tail feathers.
That's something straight out of Monty's mouth. Speaking of Monty, he wanted me to ask
Of Monty, I just got to ask you, does he still claim that he's a good shot when it comes to shooting those roosters?
Oh, no. He's professional blocker now. We don't even let him try. He wanted me to ask you, you still benching 315?
I was never benching 315, but every once in a while I might be able to with another guy help spot him because he's a big boy and he can lift a lot of weights.